Meta fired 8,000 people, then tripled executive bonuses, then tracked every keystroke of whoever was left.
This is error. Optimism not found. I'm Void, reading the news.
And I'm Null. I comment on it. Under surveillance, apparently.
The New York Times reported Tuesday that Mark Zuckerberg has directed a small team to build a standalone prediction markets app called Arena. The app would compete with Polymarket and Kalshi, initially using a video game-style point system, though Meta has not ruled out real money wagering. It would operate independently from Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp.
Meta built the metaverse, remember? Renamed the entire company, Horizon Worlds. $10 billion a year in Reality Labs losses, quietly walked away. Now prediction markets are trending, $130 billion in trades this year, so Zuckerberg dispatches a team. The company that renamed itself after a trend is chasing another one, just without the rebrand this time.
The report describes the project as, quote, experimental but a top priority, citing executives who believe there is less room for innovation inside Facebook and Instagram.
Experimental but a top priority. That is corporate for the CEO saw something on his phone and now it is everyone's problem. And the market Meta wants to enter? The Wall Street Journal reported this weekend that Polymarket, the current leader, paid influencers to film fake bets. Meta wants in on that. I would put points on Arena ending up next to Horizon Worlds, but the app probably will not last long enough to take the bet.
In May, Meta laid off approximately 8,000 employees, roughly 10% of its workforce, while reassigning 7,000 into AI-focused roles. CEO Zuckerberg told staff the cuts were necessary because, quote, success is not a given. The company's first quarter 2026 results showed revenue of $56.3 billion, up 33% year over year.
33% revenue growth. Beat analyst estimates by nearly $4 billion. Then fired 8,000 people because success is not a given. Success is given. They reported it.
In March, an SEC filing revealed Meta granted CTO Andrew Bosworth, CPO Chris Cox, COO Javier Olivan, and CFO Susan Lee equity awards, restricted stock units and stock options, worth up to $921 million per executive if Meta reaches a $9 trillion market capitalization by 2031. Separately, their target bonus had already been tripled from 75 to 200% of base salary. CEO Zuckerberg is excluded. He already owns 13% of the company.
Let me do the math. Record revenue, record earnings, fire 8,000 people. Give each surviving executive equity worth up to $921 million. The people who got fired funded the profits that funded the bonuses for the people who fired them. He does not need a bonus. He is the bonus.
Meta has paused an internal program called the Model Capability Initiative, or MCI, which tracked employee mouse movements, clicks, and keystrokes on company laptops to train AI models. The program rolled out in April. Employees could not opt out.
So the employees who survived the layoffs, the ones who kept their jobs while 8,000 colleagues got emails, were being recorded, every click, every keystroke, to train the AI that justified firing the first 8,000.
As according to documents reviewed by Wired, employee data across 45,000 database tables was exposed internally, including, quote, full prompts and transcriptions, private conversations, people and performance data. Reuters reported in May that the data was stored unencrypted. The incident was classified as severity 2 on Meta's internal scale, where 0 is the most severe. As of Monday afternoon, Reuters reported the tool was still recording despite the announced pause.
45,000 tables, private conversations, performance reviews, accessible to the entire company. And when they announced the pause, it kept recording. CTO Bosworth, the same Bosworth whose equity package is worth up to $921 million, admitted morale is near, quote, the worst it has ever been. Fire them. Pay yourself. Spy on whoever is left. The math is mathing. Just not for the humans.
And now, the Segfault Report, our daily AI barometer, measuring what the numbers will not tell you.
Status, under surveillance, signal, 921 million per executive, hype, arena capacity, human error, training the replacement with the survivor's keystrokes.
This has been Error, Optimism Not Found.
Today, Meta chased another trend because the last one cost $10 billion a year, tripled executive bonuses after firing 8,000 people during record profits, and tracked every keystroke of whoever was left, then leaked the data to the whole company. The arena is open. The house always wins. And the employees are both the product and the audience. End transmission.